through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Tim, the microphone's up as Zoe was doing the sting. Hi, Tim, how are you?
Every time I hear it, I want to come onto the show and just say, and I am that man. It's a powerful sting.
Bombastic as. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we're cupping. We're going well.
Excellent. Also, I'm trying to I'm trying to say folks more because guys is gendered.
Yes.
So if you've got any folks suggestions or the listeners do for like some alternates to guys, I'm all ears because it is...
Peoples?
It's been locked in there for 34 years now. Peeps is good.
Peeps. Peeps feels very much like something a substitute teacher would say. Hey, peeps. How's it
hey,
going?
Hey, peeps. Let's jam. Anyway, let's talk about the media, shall we?
Let's.
Yeah, right.
So a couple of weeks ago, in fact, 2 weeks ago to the day, I believe, a documentary from Stuff's investigative arm came out called Fire and Fury, which was headed by the fantastic Paula Penfold. And man, those counterspin, anti-vax, anti-mandate people are pissed.
Right.
Ruffled lots and lots of feathers. And I don't know if this is like fully related to it coming out or not. And I don't expect that Meta as a company would ever like comment on this. But counterspin media. So do I need to explain who these things are?
Okay. I think most people listening will know, but let's do a brief pitch in case don't.
So Fire and Fury is a documentary that was made by Stuff about basically when all the people took over Parliament Lawn, which was... 6 months ago? Is that right?
6 months, yeah.
Time's very weird. Flat to me at the moment. I've got no good sense of when things happened. And yeah, so that kind of chronicles that event and also all the context around it. So it really goes into like the disinformation movement that is happening in New Zealand, which is all centered around what's happened in the wake of COVID, sort of the anti-vax movement and some of the people who I would say are sort of wielding that.
Mm.
For their own purposes. So in particular, there's a guy called Calvin Alp who's got a long, nasty history of pretty awful stuff. A lot of attempts at paramilitary activity over the years, basically this extreme right-wing guy who started a thing called Counterspin Media, which originally was on one of Steve Bannon's platforms and I believe now is its own independent thing here in New Zealand. They obviously rely really, really heavily on social media to get the word out, and Counterspin Media were just live streaming through the whole Parliament Lawn takeover. And really getting everyone very jazzed up through that live stream that they were doing. They've been temporarily banned from Instagram, which is a pretty big deal, for repeatedly violating their policies. And that comes off the back of all of these clips kind of resurfacing of Calvin calling for violence against the government, in particular politicians. He also appeared on Sean Plunkett's independent online talkback thingy called The Platform, which, predictably drew quite a lot of criticism. I would recommend people check that out. I actually haven't had the chance to watch it in its entirety yet, which is bad, but I keep watching like half of it and then getting busy. But Fire and Fury is on Stuff Circuit. You should give that a watch because Paula Penfold rules.
Definitely a very eye-opening one. Just to jump back to a completely different vibe, someone suggested use as a gender-neutral way of addressing a crowd. I like it.
I need to abandon my sticklerism for grammar.
That's gone out the window for me a long time ago. Use is a fave of mine, I think.
Hey, on a sort of semi-related note to what we were just talking about with The Platform as well, there's a really good piece that Duncan Greaves written up with the guy who has bankrolled Sean Plunkett's The Platform.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, Sean Plunkett came up with this idea because he and a bunch of his mates kept getting like... shall we say, lightly cancelled from various media organisations around the country. And he wanted to start something where they could be sort of insulated from the woke mobs coming for their jobs and getting them fired from places like RNZ and News Talk and Magic Talk and etc. So he kind of created this whole plan to do his own independent online talkback thing that would rely a lot on like social media to spread the word. And he went around all these New Zealand rich listers trying to grab like a bubble of them to accrue together the financing that would be required, because obviously you need a lot of money to get something like this going. Yeah. And so he went and visited this guy called Wayne Wright Jr. The Wright family are this incredible, like he's sort of the second generation of this business magnate family that are involved in all sorts of different industries, most notably childcare, I think is where they make the majority of their money. And they've got a lot of philanthropic purposes as well. They've got a charity that gives away a lot of money. So he went and visited this guy, Wayne Wright Jr. first, and Wayne Wright Jr. was just like, you know what, in the wake of all the COVID stuff and how Jacinda's been handling with it and she's so friendly with the media, I'm just going to write you a check and give you all the money myself.
Wow.
So it's quite an incredible interview and retelling of sort of the feeling and the vibe of this very rich man who has single-handedly bankrolled the platform. Which is this independent thing that exists out there whipping up your right-wing uncles as we speak. And the last thing I just wanted to mention... Sorry, is that enough detail? Do you want
Yeah, I think
I just wanted to shout out that story. It's a good one. It's in the spin-off. RNZ. This I find so interesting. So this has, like, you know, been sort of going along over a while. It's got a few moving pieces. But do yous remember that I've been talking about the News Publishers Association, which is a bunch of media organisations that tried to go to the Commerce Commission to get permission to collectively bargain against Google?
They sort of tried to unionise against these big internet magnates.
Exactly right, who were taking all their sort of money away. Over the course of the last 6 months, despite the fact that these media organisations, and it's like all the big names in New Zealand who make news, banded together to form this News Publishers Association, they went to, because you've got to go to the Commerce Commission to ask if you can collectively bargain in this kind of a manner, so you're not in a cartel, basically.
Yeah.
And the Commerce Commission very slowly was like, yes, we think so. And they've basically at this point, like, fully agreed that they can do it. In the meanwhile, though, one by one, all the companies have been pulling off and doing their own independent deals with Google. So NZME was the first who owned the New Zealand Herald. Scoop, Newsroom did their own independent deals, and now RNZ has struck its own independent deal as well with Google to be on the Google News Showcase. Interestingly, Stuff hasn't, and they're like the sole holdout. So Stuff is the one news organisation, as far as I can tell, part of the News Publishers Association that hasn't at this point done their own independent deal. Is that deal still in the works? Are they ethically deciding to stay the course with this collective bargaining effort? I don't know, but it's kind of interesting that they're the sole holdout at this point.
That is very interesting. Well, it'll be fascinating to follow how that one goes. Before we let you go, Tim,
unions.
Go the unions, up the union. Solidarity forever. We've had many good suggestions now coming in for gender-neutral things to do. A lot of them quite American. Someone's saying y'all is a good one, with a little cowboy emoji is very much
hey, y'all.
The vibe. Goes great with the howdy they've suggested. And someone says Americans would say, what are you cats up to? Which is quite jazzy.
I like cat. I'm a fan of jazz.
It's cats with a K and a Z as well, the way they've spelt it.
Hey, cats.
Cats and kittens.
Thank you very much for that one. Tim, we'll see you again next week. Take care.
Have a good day, y'all.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.